Hi, what's up, everybody? It's the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. Today is Twitter Me Tuesdays. Y'all know what time it is. It's about to go all the way down. We're going to have a little fun today. It's going to be a quick show today, y'all. I got some things planned. October 11th, 2011. It's 11-11. It's double 11s today, so y'all better play that. Yo, play your 11s today. That's how it's going to go down. Just want to share with the family, I'm feeling a bit romantic today, you know? It's one of them days, one of them weeks, one of those times in life coming up where you just got to kind of sit back and you got to think about the person who take care of you, you know? A lot of brothers run around here with this, you know, player image, and I mean, I must stand tall and admit, yes, image-wise, I may be that one and the one, but when it really boils down, every real man has a real woman. Let me put that out there again. Every real man has a real woman, and I must dedicate this show romantically to a lady that has just been holding me down. You know, I can't get enough of this woman, man. She's there. She supported me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. And my thing is, you know, as we growing and building in this life and in this process, you know, this journey that is life, we all should be seeking what is true love. Let's have some Trey love. Let's love somebody and let that person love us. And when you look at all the things that could happen, all the things that would happen, all the things that did happen, and you kind of sometimes realize that, you know, at the end of it, you really need somebody. Ain't no man is an island. So, you know, today is going to be a little romantic today. I'm going to be a little soft today. You know, I'm going to share that the PIMP today, he's gone. I'm actually going to be a love man today. But, ladies, I mean, sincerely, when you know you're getting it right, get it right. Get it right. Make sure he's doing it to you right in every way that you should be done. We're going to jam out, y'all. As usual, we're going to have the pokes. We're going to have the birthdays. We're going to have the input. You know, got a couple callers on the line. And we're just going to have a good time. Shout out to the crew. AJ Alexander doing his thing, you know, rapping, making sure we get it crunk. I got a young lady that's going to be coming in delivering the news on Tuesdays and Fridays coming soon. Carlita, pay attention. There's some major things going on over here on Trey Love Radio. Also got to shout out my girl Monica Hughes, who always does everything she does to hold us down. Monica, I hope you feel better. I mean, God win the day that Monica's a little under the weather. Her and her daughter both. I mean, people get sick together these days. You feel me? It's Friday, y'all. I mean, not Friday, Tuesday. I'm sorry, y'all. The tea is, you know, after rehab. No, I'm just serious. Don't pay me no attention. It's going to be a chill day today, y'all. You know, no guests lined up, nobody but me. So I'm going to just jam with y'all. I'm going to give y'all some updates and just enjoy this handsome life with me, y'all. But like I said, this song goes out to all. Let me shout everybody out. EOTM, all them over there, the affiliates, all the people that's just supporting me, holding me down. Break It Dawn, Don Whitaker, I know you got some things going on. We, you know, chopped it up last night. Really happy for her and all the things she's doing. Also, I know you all tuned in yesterday from 6 to 7 and heard Forever Thug Miss doing her thing, Forever the Realist doing her thing on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. 310-861-2317. Call in, a friend. Tune in that the Playboy of Comedy is in. And this is what I'm going to make you do every time I do it to you. Whatever it is I do. Lay back, y'all.
See, woman.
Yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
Well, I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dreams.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dreams.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
That you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
I love your dream, dream, dream so much.
dog, you know I need your brain.
I love you, scream, 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 so much it's in my dream.
I love you, scream, scream, scream,
dog, you know I need your brain.
That first time we flew out of town, you performed for me. Never forgot how you topped the towel. I've never had relations quite like this before. The way you shock my body, I'll be right back if I fall.
I love you, ding, 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 so much.
Oh,
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 ding, 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 give it to me,
oh,
so. Baby,
what I want you to do right now with me live on blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. Tune in, tell a friend, call in 310-861-2317. Tell them that the Word Comedy is in, man. It's going down. It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2011, y'all. Having so much fun today. Today is one of them bliss days. You know, y'all, I ain't even going to lie. Usually in the morning, y'all, I promise, I get up. First thing I do is I hit the gym. I hit my exercise, jog. I invite the blessing and the beauty of the earth, of the spirituality, of the blessings of love into my world. That's what I try to wake up with every single morning. And as you know, life is real and life is to be lived, and nothing's perfect. Nobody's perfect, you know. We gotta deal with things, family. You know, we have to deal with it. And the best way to deal with things is just to put certain things into perspective, put life into perspective. Everybody is not your friend. Everybody does not per se love you. I put a post up on Facebook and it got 23 likes just overnight, and I was like, wow, because it's real. It's things that people are learning and people are having understanding for the reality that everybody ain't your friend, and everybody is not out to love you and take care of you and be there for you. And I guess in ways, you know, my mother sheltered me somewhat, because I felt as if, you know, oh, these are my family, these are my friends, they love me. And the older you get, the more pitfalls you go through, you start learning that this is a superficial world you live in. You know, what is people's angle when they come to you as a friend? I've had, I'm not going to say any names, but there was a gentleman who I thought, and I remember when he said some evil things to me and about me to other people, and I remember telling him, as we, you know, were ending our friendship, I remember telling him, I thought you were my friend. And I remember saying that, and it's not, I mean, it's no love lost, he's a sucker, you know, but I remember specifically saying to him, I thought you were my friend. And last week when I had Ty, the young lady on, who's, you know, affiliated with everybody that's doing everything major, and she was just saying that, you know, a lot of these relationships, these Hollywood relationships and, you know, business partnerships and things of that nature, you have to just be mindful of when to let them go and how to let them go, and not be bitter or not be mad with anyone because you two just didn't gauge. So, I mean, just the reality of the things that I live within this life, you know, I'm going to be honest, y'all. Yes, I am very happy. And when you see me, I'm smiling. Yes, it's a very sincere smile. But trust me, I've been through enough things to know and to just be mindful. And as I raise my children and my children to be, you know, my babies that are coming and everything into this world, I'm going to father them, and I'm going to nurture them and teach them about just being mindful of people. You can't just put your head in the sand, and, you know, a lot of people just run to church, and, you know, nothing wrong with church and religion. I'm not putting anything, so don't go, oh, Trey don't love the Lord. No, it's not like that. The Lord is first and foremost in my life. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I have an on-time God. I love my God. But at the same time, the reality of this life is you can't just bury things in the name of Jesus. A lot of people come evil in the name of Jesus. I'm going to put that out there. That's something that people need to think about. Just because someone is hollering the name of Jesus, or even the name of Allah, or Scientology, Tom Cruise, whoever they're hollering, you know, when you peel back, we are all human, no matter what religion, no matter what race, no matter what creed, color, we are all human beings. So that means we all fall short of certain things. There are certain things that we will do and we can't do. And as human beings, we will make certain mistakes. But let's just try to love, man, and be mindful of the people you let close. Let me read this post I put up. I put, because a gentleman posted this by the name of Kali Omar Kellup, and I had to really repost this. This is what it said. It said, it is better to have an enemy who honestly says they hate you than have a friend who's putting you down secretly. That's the realest statement I've ever seen. That's why I had to repost that. Because people, a lot of times, are very sneaky, very conniving, and it's really hard to trust people, you know. And Forever did a show last night about fake people, and I just kind of want to, amen, you know, coming from her angle, she does it how she does it, and I respect how she do her thing. But, you know, coming from the angle I'm coming from, you know, I'm a gentleman. You know, even in my music, you can tell I'm not doing too much cussing. I ain't talking about killing nobody, shooting nobody, selling no drugs or going to jail, because that's not my lifestyle. I'm a big old L7, baby. Trey Love is somewhat of a square. I'm going to keep it 100. My brother, a joke with you and tell you, I ain't even skipped school. And if you knew who my mama was, for those of you who know who my mama was and how she was, you wouldn't have skipped school neither. It ain't that I was just a punk. I just didn't want to have to deal with the wrath of con when I got home. Some of y'all don't understand. My mama didn't just beat you. She did what we used to call a killing. Let me stop. May she rest in peace. God rest her soul, man. I miss my mama every day. But she even went through things, and the things that I learned even from her family, her own siblings, you know, things that were done within my family that were deplorable. So, and then people smile in your face, and then when they lie, it's just so funny. When people lie to you, they look you right square in the face, and they just lie like, oh, I don't, you know, so-and-so. And, you know, it's like people take you for stupid and they take you for granted. But I say this to my listeners and to all the people within the sound of my voice. Follow your instincts. Stay steadfast on what you believe and what you know, because you know right from wrong. Your instincts don't lie to you. Follow what your path. Follow the God in you that is leading you to your bliss and to your promise. Don't take any advice. I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan, and I always bring this up, you know, in conversation and interviews. You know, people say, well, who's the catalyst and the reason why you do stand-up? Eddie Murphy, during my generation growing up as a kid, he was a god. And when you watched Eddie on movies, man, it was just the talent, the charisma, the charm, just the comedy, the whole thing that Eddie carried and possessed and still possesses to this day. You know, it was admirable. And Eddie said, he always says, don't take any advice. The best advice is no advice, and is to not take advice. And I really look at how people have tried to tell me, you should do this and you should do that. You should do this with your career and you should do that with your career. Now, mind you, some people have a vested interest, say your agent. You know, in my line of work, family, say my agent or a good manager or someone that, and not taking anything away from the relationships I have had with these people, but it really revolves around that's going to get them paid. The more I get paid, the more my agent gets paid. The more I get paid, the more my manager gets paid. So this is just a reality. So when you're listening to people give you advice, be mindful of who's giving you advice. Is it someone that truly, sincerely loves you, or is it someone that truly, sincerely is doing the best they can to love you, but not really giving you the proper advice? Steve Harvey said something like that before. He was like, you know, when you're taking advice from people, just be mindful of the person you're taking advice from and what they're giving you advice about. It's a prime example. Say you're in a relationship, and we all know we love our fathers, our mothers, our fathers, and our mother, our father may not like the person that we're in a relationship with. Well, if we love that person, then we really can't listen to our mother or father about, you know, the way they talk about the person or what the advice they may give about the person we're in the relationship with, because we know that person, even our own parents, have a vested interest, and that interest is in themselves, not in the betterment of even yourself. So see, even parents sometimes are guilty of that. You know, I've had situations even with my own father. I've asked him certain things and just, Dad, should I do this and should I do that? And I mean, looking back on it, I knew it was the wrong advice. I love him to death, but Daddy, you can't teach me nothing no more. That's just real talk, man. So, you know, you have to really be mindful of when you're listening to people, even the people that you love and the people that love you and the people you think love you. You have to be careful, because when it all boils down, when it's all said and done, you have to lay your own head on your own pillow at night and go to sleep in your own bed. Whew. Boy, I'm putting it out there. I ain't preaching today. I don't mean to sound preachy, y'all. It's just whatever's coming out of me is being delivered today. You know, I just got some love in me. I got, you know, the beautiful people in my life. I got a wonderful circle right now, a very wonderful circle right now. And I got to shout out a very special lady by the name of Sophia that's holding me down, man. This young lady, she's doing a thing, man. She's really, really, really holding the Trey Love thing up, you know. And I want to thank her for all she does, you know. I mean, it's just a group of people, you know, that are together, you know, that are really pushing me, are catalysts to what is turning out to be a really amazing thing. There's so many wonderful things happening in my life right now, guys. I'm just telling you, it's stuff that I want to tell you, stuff that I can't tell you. You know how hard it is for me. I have a big mouth. I'm be like, oh, yeah, everybody, I want to celebrate my good news with you. But I've come to realize and learn that in certain aspects I can, and in certain aspects I can't. So what I want y'all to do is stay tuned to blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio, 310-861-2317. Tune in, tell a friend. Trey Love, the Playboy of comedy, is in, baby. And I'm going to slow it down a little bit. You know, like I told you, I'm feeling romantic today. Today's show is for the ladies, you know, for my women. You know, just be loved today. Be Trey Love. And this is what I need y'all to do. I'm going to give you ladies this advice before I play this next song. This is Joe and R. Kelly, not together but separate songs, called More and More. R. Kelly wrote the song and produced it and sold it to Joe, and it's a banger. I'm going to just play both. But what I want to put out there to the ladies is real talk. When y'all in the beauty salons and y'all in the nail salons and y'all having y'all, you know, milk and cookies and y'all naughty girl parties and, you know, strippers and stuff like that, have your fun. But this is what I don't want you ladies to do. Realize and recognize that you got a black man. Some of you. You know, I'm going to keep it where it is. You got a man. And if your man ain't right, then that's fine. But if you got a righteous man and your man is right, I'm going to say to the ladies that know they got a real man, don't listen to them heifers out there with they talking about they man and then try to include your man in what they man doing, because your man is your man. Everybody's individual. They man is they man, because they man is not doing for them and not getting up, making sure they got breakfast in the morning, not loving them, caring for them, and treasuring them and treating them like the queen they are. That's on them. That ain't your man. So be mindful of when you talking to these women, let them spit their venom about their man, and then you smile and say, well, sweetheart, I'm sorry for you, because mine good. And when you come home, realize that when you messing with a real brother like me, you going to get more and more and more.
Nah, 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 baby. Nah, nah, nah. You got that look on your face. Nah, nah, nah. Like you want to go all night. Nah, nah. And I like that. Ooh, ooh, nah, nah, nah. I just want you to know that I ain't got a problem with that. Just as long as we go to next night also. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Check out. For as long as you said you're willing, girl. Want you to know that I'm willing to. And where you want me to go, girl, I'll be willing to go there for you. And if you want me to take my time, then I'll be willing to spend the night. All you gotta say is please stay, Robert. And I'll be staying as long as you're saying more and more. Then after that you want more and more. Then after that more and more. Then after that more and more. I hear you saying more and more. Then after that you want more and more. Then after that more and more. Then after that more and more. Now, if you want me to make your love come, I'll be willing to do anything. And even if you want me to kiss places, then I'll be willing to make you scream. Said I'm down for whatever you say. Girl, all you gotta do is speak your mind. Want me here Monday to Monday? Then baby girl, it's fine. As long as you're screaming more
and more.
Then after that you want more
and more.
Then after that you want
more and more.
Then after that,
more.
Wanna hear you singing
more.
Then after that, you want
more and more.
Then after that,
more and more.
Then after that,
more.
Baby, we'll be going
from the bed to the floor, baby.
And we'll be going
from the bedroom to the kitchen, baby.
Girl, we'll be going
to the dining room
and straight.
The
I'll be taking you up,
the stairs.
Girl, I guarantee
I'm about to drive.
We'll be all over the house.
We'll be all over the house.
As long as you're screaming for me, singing, give me more.
More and more.
Oh, 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 yeah.
More and more.
Then after that, you're screaming.
That the Playboy comedy is in, baby, live on blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. It's going all the way down. It's about healing, healing life, healing wounds, healing relationships. And the best way to heal, you got to understand, coming from me, from my angle, the best way to get over something is...
Thank you.
I'm ready.
When I get that feeling,
oh, when I get that feeling, I need to say,
I got that feeling,
darling, and I'm all alone. Darling, when I come back home, please don't procrastinate. Boy, Marvin was knocking. Rest in peace, Marvin Gaye. Lord, going too soon. Oh, that was terrible, man. I mean, took Marvin Gaye from us, boy. Y'all don't even understand. Some of y'all seen them live concerts, man, you know, on YouTube and things like that. I mean, if it's, I have a dream, it's two characters, and I think I put it out there. I want to, I'm going to get this to my agent. I'm going to do some stuff on tape. If it's two people that I would love to portray, and I know that I would win an Oscar in the black community. I ain't even worried about winning it nowhere else, but I know y'all would love the portrayal of myself as either Dr. Martin Luther King or Marvin Gaye. Those are two roles that I sincerely know and believe I could play and really bring the realism. I could give you Marvin, you know, I could give you Dr. King. I mean, if you give me a moment to do it, you know, because that's Trey Love, baby. Show and prove until I don't move. I'm excited, y'all. Let me tell y'all what happened this week. I was sitting up, like, late at night watching HBO and just kind of chilling. And some of you know a film that I was in called From Justin to Kelly, 20th Century Fox film, starring Justin Guarini and Kelly Clarkson. They are the two first semifinalists. The semifinalist was Justin, and Kelly won the first American Idol. And they did a movie in Miami, Florida, and I was an extra on the set. And I just shout out to AJ for this, man. You know, AJ was hooking stuff up. Shout to Lori Wyman Casting, who cast me in that project. And I actually had a speaking role, and it was a really nice, beefy role. It was you know, if you got to see the movie, it came on, so I do need to be checking my box because I know I got a residual check coming. Trust me, as soon as I get off the line, y'all, I'm going to the post office because I do think I'm going to be having a check coming. But it's a blessing that when you work hard and you dedicate your life to your career, to just be watching TV one day and to for your image to come on television. And just shout out to my mother because, you know, she saw it for me. I told Mom, I said, Mom, I want to be on TV. And just lo and behold, sitting right in my own living room with the TV on, yo, I came on television. And that's not, and in no way, shape, or form to my family, I want you to know that's not bragging, that's not arrogance. But what it is it's I'm a person that has been in pursuit of his goals, you know, and dreams. I relocated from Miami, Chicago. These are places, y'all, way on the East Coast, thousands of miles away, came to Los Angeles, California, no money, no family, came here with a dream. And been through some things since I've been here, as you can imagine. People that come to L.A. to live, I just trip when I talk to people because they'd be like, man, you know, it's a beast out here. I'm going to just put it on out there. And I just kind of laugh at, again, what we were talking about earlier, the naysayers and all the non-believers, the people that can sit up and, you know, back in the days that could point their fingers at me and say all these types of things about me, you know, other comics that, you know, were jealous and stuff like that. And I kind of, you know, I'm looking like, where are you? No, I'm just serious. I mean, I just wanted to be put out there. And in no way, shape, or form, I do say give love, but in no way, shape, or form am I saying back up or let someone walk over you because I refuse to do that. Know this, if you hit me, I'm hitting your ass back. That's real talk. That's just how I am. I can't help it. That's the Malcolm X in me. Denzel already finessed that. I ain't trying to mess with Denzel, but real talk. Ain't nobody playing with you. If you hit me, you attack me, you slander me, trust me, I'm going to take my time and I'm going to calculate and I'm going to get you back because I do believe in revenge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, but I like to taste it. I like to be there to see it. Like, mm-hmm, gotcha. Well, I'm not evil. I'm just me. I'm just some people. You just don't mess with people. Because, see, that's the thing. You never know who you're messing with. That's why I try to treat everyone with respect and love because you never know who you're dealing with. You don't know what's going on behind that person's smile or behind that person's sadness. You don't know what that person's been through. I believe in respect everyone. I believe in and respect everyone. I ain't trying to mess with nobody because I damn sure ain't trying to have nobody mess with me. Shout out to a young lady that's going to be our affiliate, Carlita King, y'all. Carlita King is going to be bringing the news from New York. You know, making it happen, getting us out there, keeping us abreast of everything going on, you know, entertainment-wise and all that. And I got to give some birthday shouts. And speaking of you know, my career, and like I said, I don't want to just keep tooting my own horn and stuff like that, but, guys, I've been blessed. And when you come from where I came from to be where I'm at, if you really knew my story and my struggle, you would be just as proud of me as I am of myself. I'm going to write a book and put it on out there and let everybody know just so you know, don't let the swag and the style fool you. It was a hard road to hoe, but I'm still grinding and I'm still grinding. I'm still making things happen, and got to do my birthday shouts, and it's a very special birthday. I got a shout out today to Andrea Tarrant, happy birthday, darling. Annette Hernandez, I'm sorry, happy birthday. To Alicia Hamilton, happy birthday. To Chef Kai Akubo, happy birthday, sir. Claude Harris, happy birthday. To Gina Brown, happy birthday. Akima Riap, happy birthday. To Gora Sack, happy birthday. Reginald Duckett, happy birthday. And last but not least, I saved this birthday for last on purpose because this young lady is a very, very, very special person to me. Her name is Heidi Price. Look her up on Facebook, y'all. And if y'all find her today, please look her up and please, for me, give her a birthday shout. I'm going to just tell this story. If you've heard it before, listen to it again. If you've never heard it, then you'll enjoy it. Just to give y'all heads up on just how life happens. I started stand-up many, many moons ago. And like I said, I knew I was funny. I knew God had a girth, a gift in me. So I kept doing it. And I would take my tape, y'all, and I would send it in to BET every year. I sent it in 5 years in a row. And I'm going to just put it out there, guys. Didn't even get a call back one time. So what I did was, family, I buckled down. Like, you know, you ever heard somebody say buckle down? Like my girl Ty said last week, that laser focus. I buckled down and I started getting directly in contact with BET. Who's doing this? Who's doing that? And that's what you got to do to make it in life. You got to go above and beyond. Get through the secretary. Get to the person who's making the decision. So I kept struggling. I just took the year out of my life and I said, you know what? I'm going to make it this next year. And it was 5 years in a row. Like I said, I sent my tape, nothing. Then I got in touch with the right person, sent my stuff to the right person. And this young lady, Heidi Price, selected me to be on BET's Comic View. And June 14th I don't even want to say the year because I'll be telling y'all, y'all be like, dang, you did it then? That was the 60s? Boy, was Dr. King at the – and your audience, yes, Dr. King was there. But as I was saying, people, many years ago, I sent my tape in, and the sixth time – and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just be real, y'all. That's what I love about The Secret. You can't quit. You can't give up. You can't give up on your relationship because it's not going right for a day or two. You can't give up on your life and commit suicide because you're not having a good life, so to speak. You feel it's not a good life. You can't give up on the ones you really, really love and the ones you know really, really love you. You can't give up. You got to keep going because if I would have given up, y'all, I wouldn't be here today. Wouldn't be no CSI. Wouldn't be no Justin Kelly. Wouldn't be no commercials. Wouldn't be no tours. Wouldn't be nominated Funniest Comedian on the College Market 2007. There would be none of that had I given up. But 5 years in a row, y'all, I just kept going. That final year, I sent my tape in, and Heidi Price got a hold of it and gave me my date. And let me tell you something, guys. For those of you who did have the pleasure of seeing my performance on Comic View, standing ovation. And I'm going to be real. Them haters was right there in the audience with grimaces on their face. You know, just wanting to see me hurt and wanting to see me do bad and didn't want me to have a good set. But see, what they didn't realize is it wasn't in their plan. It was in God's plan for me to be where I am today. So like I said, I always put him in his respective place. And I'm grateful for people such as Miss Heidi Price, my friend. I love you, lady, and thank you so very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to showcase my God-given talent to the world. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you, from that BET Catalyst, I went on to do many, many great things, and I'm still blessed to be doing many, many more great things. I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm content, and I wish this lady a million more birthdays. I hope she dances all night tonight. And this song, hey, she ain't as often as us, and I'm going to put it on out there, you know, this is my homegirl. But I hope she do her thing right tonight. And to everybody that's having a birthday today and those of us who are having anniversaries, I want to go on and put that in out there. Yo, it's going down like this.
Shout to L.A.D.
It's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present,
girl.
to my right. Gonna get us where we need to go. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy open. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub and vanish with my face covered. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Calling me, bro. I'm gonna hit you as soon as I get off the air. That's one of my co-hosts, man. One of my friends, man. A good brother of mine, Mr. Brad. Y'all, we gonna be hosting Brad Rush. Y'all, we gonna be co-hosting the Masquerade Ball this year, man. It's gonna go all the way down, man. I'm telling you, y'all ain't never seen it like this before, cause we ain't never put it down like this before. The Impresario Group, man. Got to shout out Mr. Fernell Clark for putting this team of intelligent. I'm going to just put it on out there. Beautiful black people together, man. Just making us do what we do, man. The LA is live, man. Hollywood is live. And if you are here, October 29th, 2011, you want to be in the place to be. LA Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014. And I'm going to put it out there right now, yo. I'm doing giveaways. I was going to do this, but, hey, see, I had people listening because I wanted them to get their tickets. I'm going to have my girl Sophia go ahead and call Tina and let Auntie Tina know I got her and her man fresh tickets for the show. That's what I wanted. I mean, for this Masquerade Ball, I'm doing a giveaway. And people, don't forget, if you need tickets, hit me up. Hit me up on Facebook. I'll get you the ticket, yo. That's going to be $20, though, you know, for real. I mean, trust me, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth every dime spent. You know, make sure you come check it out. Let me give you a shout-out of who's all going to be in the building, you know, the committee. You got Brandy White, Dania Scott, Dante Dupree, Pernell Clark. Music is going to be by DJ Fresh, DJ Mike Smooth, MC Rock, MC Big D. You know, and just to tell you the committee that's going to be in the building, again, Dania Scott, Brandy White, Pernell Clark, Dante Dupree, Tanaya Capri, Jermaine Hansford, Jamal Parker, Ryan Johnson, Stepping Stone, Kashawn Thomas, Brittany Minifield. And the co-host committee consists of Tasha Sims, Lakeisha Harris, Monica Cervantes, Lisa Rodriguez, Lane Cooper, Savannah Love, Jelani White, Pamela Richardson, Brad Rush, Eric Johnson, Giovanni, and none other than the Playboy comedy, Mr. Trey Love, y'all. Y'all better get these tickets, man. It's going all the way down. If you was at the black party, you already know it was in full effect. It went the way it was supposed to go. You know, it happened, and it went on ahead and happened. Now, what we're going to do right now at this point is we're going to jam a little bit. I'm going to show you, see, because people got to understand there's a certain mood, a certain groove that I get in when I do what I do, where I do it. And right now I'm doing it live from the Sugar Shack in Hollywood, not Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, baby. I'm doing what I do. You know what I mean? I'm making this thing happen. So when you see me and you see my vibe and you see that smile on my face, and you know I be wearing Izzy Miyake Obsession and everything, you know, smelling good, looking good. I don't just do this for me. I do this for my audience. So when you see me, ladies, and especially at the Masquerade Ball, come on and get you some, because I'll give you a dance, you know. Maybe they won't give you no romance, but if you give me some finance, then maybe we can talk about it, because it's real. Pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. That's what the trade games say. When we come back, y'all, I'm going to do my independent segment, and don't forget, on Facebook Fridays this week, we're going to have a special guest, Hope Flood, is going to be in the building. I'm going to do my independent segment. I'm going to play all independent songs, y'all, that are all radio quality. And then I'm going to let you go, because I'm going to shorten this show today. I got some other things on my mind. Somebody need me, and I got to go do for that person what they need. Y'all don't hear me. But right now, feel this vibe. This is Trey Loveism.
Yeah. Get freaky in the club. Lady, this your boyfriend. Come on.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
Winding it on me. My goodness, girl, you're so freaky. You're so freaky.
Oh,
girl, the way you're flexing that G-string. Girl, you got me tossing this money. I got hotel keys, wanna leave with me. Baby, girl, hop inside. About to show you how our tails ride. Baby, what I got on my mind. I hope the same thing is on your mind. Trying to get you somewhere and grind. Because you're so fine. And I just wanna have a good time.
Up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
I wanna set you. Girl, guaranteed I'll impress you.
Everybody going, ooh, I can't leave, don't stop.
Baby girl, come with me. I wanna taste your ecstasy. I just wanna go diving in your pool, I'm rising. Let's do it till we both go, babe. Shake your body down, girl, go, ooh, babe. Got my kisses all over you, babe. Now girl, make it do what it's called.
I wanna wine and dine you. 07600, head up the avenue. No paparazzi, please skip the interviews. I wanna see your body wine one time. Come on, girl, let me see you wine one time. We sexy, mama, you're so fine. And the la la make it stay on my mind.
Oh, girl, when you make it jump, girl, when you make it roll, girl, when you make it drop, it's like mmm. Then you got me going mmm. And I'm feeling you like mmm. And you're feeling me like
honey, tastes like mmm. Make me want to take a trip with you. Sun shining in the sky's blue. So girl, come on, let me take you to my private spot. Baby, I just want to get you to my private spot. Girl, once I get your body to my private spot. Flex, time to have sex.
Yeah.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now let me see you. Nothing make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop.
Come on, baby.
Make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
you sweet, sweet water. Water.
It's time about to get at 12 place.
This is the fourth quarter. Some people sit right there and can't say what's on their minds. Some people wanna freak, some are just too damn shy. With me, that's not the deal. Girl, I say how I feel. Wanna see something I like? I'm gonna keep it real.
For instance, you look like fool. I won't put you on my plate.
Would you like that?
Stop you up with some biscuits and go on and eat you back.
Would you like that,
girl? Grab my ears and pull my face.
Tonight,
tonight I'll be giving you praise.
Baby, I just wanna go low. I just wanna go low. Oh, oh,
oh. Do you mind if I?
Baby, I just wanna
give
go
some
low. I just wanna
try
go play. Girl, I just wanna take your clothes off, put you in the bed, girl, lick your body. On your sweet, sweet water.
It's time about to get at 12 place.
This is the fourth quarter. Now some people take their time, and some people procrastinate. Some people bump and grind, cause they wear that full play. But it's like that green to me. Lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me. So let's get it cracking, baby.
For instance, you look like fool.
Ooh,
I won't put you on my plate. Stop you up with some biscuits and go on and
tell you
until you make it rain.
Rain.
Rain. My face.
Tonight I'll be giving you brain.
This is the fourth quarter. You best believe it's the fourth quarter, and you know that's the time I score, baby, because if you know how I know, then you know Trey Love got to go. Woo, having a good time, y'all, live here on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, and he about to do it again, 310-861-2317. I'd love to hear from you. Look here, this is my favorite part of the show. It's poking time. Yes, ladies, it's poking time, and I want to put some ethics out there. It's been put out there before, but gentlemen, to my fellas, poke women. Women, y'all can poke each other, you know, y'all can poke us. Women, y'all at liberty to pretty much do what y'all want to do. Oh, you are so blessed. You are carrying the ultimate gift with you. You got, y'all do everything. Y'all can make babies in y'all body and all that. I mean, good gracious, man. Y'all, that's, Mother Earth, baby. It's poking time, so I got to get these folks out the way. Like I said, fellas, if you want to get a brother's attention, just say, hey, what's up to the inbox, man? Holler at me or something like that, or meet me on the chat. Sidebar. Don't try to poke me, player, you know, because I'm going to get offended, you know? I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. I mean, it's real. It's like, look, and if I'm going to put you on blast, too. I'm going to like let everybody know, yo, why this dude trying to, like, what he was trying to poke on Facebook, like, to another dude? It just ain't cool. Cat, you get your poke, baby. Good morning to you. Takia, you get your poke. Good morning to you, darling. Carmen, you get your poke. And ladies, remember, I will say first names only. Won't say your last name to keep you protected. I would understand, you know, your dude not wanting you to be poking, getting poked by me on Facebook. I respect that. Robin, get your poke. Carnita, get your poke. That's a cute little name. Carnita, I like that. Kim, get your poke, darling. Get these pokes out the way. Elizabeth, get your poke, baby. Linda, get your poke. Stephanie, you get yours. Cynthia, how you doing? You get yours. Kia, you get your poke. Ah, these girls, y'all be listening. Y'all be tuning in to Trey Love just to get y'all poke. I know. I ain't mad at you. Facebook is bomb. They was really thinking when they invented this, right? Hold on. January, you get your poke. Deborah, you get your poke. Radiant, you get your poke. Hey, Kat, I see you over there. Anika, you get your poke. Raquel, you get your poke. Amina, you get your poke. Coco, you get yours. Janika, Penny, Shannon. Oh, all these pretty women. Tiffany, Bridget, get your poke. Marcia, Rainier, Stabby, Kathy. Oh, ladies, just loving this. Boy, this is so beautiful. Well, you know, hey, you play your cards right, you know. You never know what can happen, you know. Live your dream. Lust after Trey Love. He's here. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. You already know what time it is. If you are a Trey Love fan and tune in and tell a friend to Trey Love anytime, then you already know what you got to do. You know what time it is. Once I poke you, then I rock you, you know, because that's what this song is about. It's about having fun. It's about loving. It's about living. Yo, turn your speakers up if you at work, if you in your car, if you on your phone. Get ready, y'all, and I want you to bob your head because I'm finna do it. You hear me? I'm going to rock her.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. We live on blogtalkradio.com/straightupradio, 310-861-2317. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller, Facebook her so I can poke her. Gonna make sure you know my name, get run game is my claim to fame. Man, I'm telling you, it's going down, y'all. Peep this. The album dropping next year. See, I teased y'all with that I'm a rocker. I was telling everybody, you know, like, you know, I rap, I flow. People that seen me live, seen me perform, like, dang, Trey, man, I ain't know you could do it like that. They used to seeing me do stand-up. They used to seeing me doing my acting thing, right? But ain't nobody really know I had lyrical content skills, you know what I mean, and could really, you know, bring it to the stage. I'm a performer. God put this in me, man. So I'm letting y'all know, I won't be holding back. All the gloves are off, baby. It's going down next year, man. I cannot wait to get on stage and blaze these colleges, blaze these events, blaze these concerts. And see, the thing is, I ain't just doing it for y'all. I'm doing it for me. Because, see, everybody that get on stage, any performer, if you know anything about a true performer, they lust the stage. They lust. It's like crack when you hit that stage. I mean, you know, and you know, you just getting that vibe, that feel from the crowd and the audience, and you just bringing it, man. Every time I do stand-up, and that's why I'm loving the transition into music. Every time I do stand-up, man, it's just the rush I get. So I'm telling y'all, when it goes down and I get on that stage, man, and I start bringing these lyrics to y'all, you know, and ladies, trust, I've already, it's so beautiful, the biggest compliment I ever got in my life. A young lady named Brittany said that I reminded her of LL Cool J, and he is one of my idols. He's like the Eddie Murphy to me as far as the music game. You know, LL is a genius, a master at being a sex symbol to women, and for Trey Love to transition into that. Trust me, I'm going to bring it, ladies. I'm going to bring it. I'm bringing it to my fans. And fellas, I'm going to put it on out there and say straight up. And when I say anybody that want to test me and go one-on-one, bring it. Because I take the INK and put it with a pen at a second of a second before I begin to get up on the mic and cause a catastrophe. Every hoe you know is after me. As I'm living, take a glance. The Casanova player will give you a chance. Don't care. Take a chair, get up and dance. Don't cramp my style or try to ruin it. You need to sit down, player, because I'm doing it. And that's just putting it on out there. Anybody. And that's a challenge to anybody. Think, oh, he a comedian, Trey this, Trey that. Bruh, get in the ring. Get in the ring with me. I dare you. I'll put you down. I'm trying to tell you. You'll leave with your tail tucked between your legs. Man, I ain't no Trey could do it like that. Yeah. It's many things about me y'all don't know because I flow so you know you better get up, boy, because it's time to go because I'm meeting and defeating. In other words, I'm beating all competition in the position. And then you sit back and check your proposition. Find a section for my selection. Get some Trey Love. It's absolute perfection. Woo! I'm on a roll today, y'all, live from the Sugar Shack. Hey, man. If you want to see me live and you are in the Los Angeles area, what I need you to do is on Friday and Saturday. Friday, 10 o'clock show. Saturday, I don't have the time of the show, but Miss Hope Flood, a comic legend, Def Jam, BET's Comic View, toured radio show, books, business, entrepreneur, and just a high-class all-around woman will be my special guest live on Facebook Fridays this weekend coming up this Friday. I'm so excited about having her on my show. I've been performing with Hope for years. I think that's the 15th. Yeah, the 14th and 15th. I know she's performing on the 14th at the J Spot and the 15th, and I'm hosting both shows. It's going to be right there at the J Spot. Some of y'all, you know, it's like I don't have the information in front of me to give you an address, but Google. I mean, people kill me today. Google, find it. You know where it's at. And plus, for the people that are from the Los Angeles area and are here often, you already know where the J Spot is, and it's going down, and that's where everything is going to happen. And I just want to thank Hope so much and Kathy Lockhart, too, who is part of the Impresario Group. Dante Dupree, another co-host on the list that these people have really embraced and assisted me in my career and building my name. And I just want to send special shouts out to the people and thank them for all of the help that they've given me and ensuring that Trey Love keeps pushing. So I can't wait to have Hope on the radio on Friday. I'm going to tell you right now, I need to put it out there. I'm doing heavy promotion for this show. This show is going to be all the way crazy. It's going to be sick. It's going to be live, man. You will not want to miss this Friday's show on the 14th of October, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio, 310-861-2317. Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, and he's going to do it again, baby, 310-861-2317. It's going to be ridiculous. Also, again, got to promo that Masquerade Ball one more time, y'all. Can't forget. Y'all make sure y'all check that Masquerade Ball out, man. October 29th, 2011, LA Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90014. And if you need tickets, please don't hesitate to hit me on the inbox, Artistically Trey Love or Comedian Trey Love. And to the people that are hitting me on my page, Artistically Trey Love, I do apologize for not being able to accept new friends, but I'm well over 5,000. And I'm going to just say, put it on out there. All of you individually are important to me. It's like, how can I delete somebody and take someone off my page? It's like I really don't want to do that, because it's that one person that you take away that could be the person that gives and makes you what you are today. Dang, did I put that on out there? I'm rhyming words. Elementary school. Getting it in. So tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. I'm making this happen. What I'm going to do at this point, y'all, is I'm going to do what I like to call an indie segment. Every time that I can do this type of segment, I will. There are independent artists such as myself. We're not, you know, I was watching Monique last night, and the young lady who was on The Parenthood, I can't think of her name to save my life, but she was saying to Monique that, you know, as African Americans, and just as, you know, it's like we wish we had that role. You hear me right now even talking about, hey, if I was able, given the opportunity to play, to portray, I'm not going to say play, I'm going to say portray Dr. Martin Luther King, or to portray a Marvin Gaye. These are roles that I know for a fact I would just go and knock out. But how do I get to the right people in order to push it out there and let people know what I'm capable of, you know? And even if you do let them know what you're capable of, there are quote-unquote powers that be that sometimes can halt you and stop you in your career and your rise and your grind. So, you know, again, you got to put God in his perspective place. And even I just want to put this out there, too, to my folks, man. If you set goals and you feel like you're not accomplishing the goals, don't beat yourself up and feel bad and all this and that. You know, because see, here's life. Life is a transition, and life keeps going. We all wish we had more than what we have right now. I'm talking every human being walking this planet and has ever walked this planet. I'm sure that we all feel and felt like we missed something. Don't be like that. I'm learning to love and embrace what I have today. And like I said, this segment is my independent segment. I got to put this on out there to my artists, the artists that are like me, that are just not signed to a record company, don't have a record deal, but putting independent music out there for you to love. Shout out to Forever Thug Miss, Forever the Realist, my homegirl out there in Inglewood, out there, you know, letting me utilize a studio, believing in me, giving me the time to really lay it down and put some Trey Loveism out there. So I'll give a big shout out to her again. You can catch her on Monday nights from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You also can catch me, Twitter Me Tuesdays. You live right now, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And Facebook Fridays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's what's going on Trey Love Radio. There's a possibility it may be some more things cracking in 2012, but we'll see. But for right now, those are the shows that I guarantee will go down. So this is your independent segment, baby. It's going to rock. Trust me. I'm going to let y'all listen to each and every song in its entirety. And you will understand that. The reason why I do it like this is simply because even though we're not getting, per se, AM, FM radio play, yo, we're getting Trey Love play. And that's worth millions. Church.
Hot Boy ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, 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 little mama. Let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tell me how you feeling, baby. That fit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby. No care who dealing. You had no clue or no idea on the people you're killing. Capital murder on the pick, cause she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking which part of me is Shaquille. Walking like a martyr, body like a bottom. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walking like a martyr, body like a bottom. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle.
Don't call me K-Flat, call me Rico Suave.
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
Yo, the homies and I are about to go out, take a shot, drink a liquor, pass the 40 ounce with an ounce on the table. Boulay cable, dress fitted up top notch with the label. The rest is so clean, we feel like an outcast. It's time to dip in the whip, music on blast. At last, we pull up in the parking lot. Women everywhere dressed in their best holster top. Then I spot this mommy approach calmly. You're okay, bonita, mama Cita gotta call me. The homies saw me, they like, go get it. Conversate for a little bit, got the digits. Now it's off to the club, yep, VIP. Since they know me, I don't show ID. Best believe when I walked in, another girl pull her to the side, and this is what I said to her.
Mama Cita, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
Mama Cita, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
I got a number, now she asking to dance. Her body banging got my mind in a trance. She drops it low, but I thought, take a chance. So I grab a friend by the hand like, man, ooh. Now I'm getting down with both of them. Two-stepping with a cup, that's how I'm pubbing. It ain't nothing, but I still gotta be alert. Cause haters watching, they plot, it could get worse. Hop on first, but let's get off that. Cause I see this Brazilian, I want that. So exotic, erotic, they like, get it. You're the most beautiful of women, I admit it. Now come with me to the VIP. You can meet the homie Smash from the LBC. You can meet my cousin OG from the CPT.
Ooh, where you from?
Who, me? Bull City, NC.
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, papi, let me write it down for you.
Now she talking to the homies, let me slide away. Cause I see this sexy mommy looking my way. I must say, amazed, what you drinking on? She said Patron or adios, I'm gone. Since my song come along, just follow me. Feeling on a bootee with a QT. Excuse me as I make my way through the crowd. That's a thug, me mug, let me give a smile. You know my style, and she said, aren't you K-Flat? I'm thinking to myself, baby, how you know that? Once my girl saw you, they said, get it. Now after the club, come to my place and visit it. Here's the digits, you know what I do. Licking the lips, saying it's all for you. Back to VIP, my Brazilian gave a clue.
Hey, Bobby, what's up with you?
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a flat for no cat.
It's nice to meet you.
Where you from, where you going, what's your number?
Despacito, Bobby, let me write it down for you.
Mama Cita C, senorita, tell me I'm a
I'm living in this high life. Now you wanna be a part of my life. I don't care, baby, it's alright. Cause I would like your company tonight. Oh, lover, you gotta play fair now. Cause if we get it closer, you can't be going out of bounds. Shawty, I got you.
With the real, I'm stuck, I'm trying to stop that. calling me. Stop calling my phone. Stop calling me. I don't want you, girl. So stop calling me.
Say nothing. As if I do to my homies, it seem like I'm frontin'. When I'm in the Marcielago, it seem like I'm stuntin'. Talking about you loving me when it's the car that you want. Girl, you're very beautiful, but I know your real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. I'm sorry to do you wrong, just leave you alone. But I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone. So,
Robert, stop calling me.
Robert,
stop calling
call
me.
Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself when you get off my telephone.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and Satan's mind. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm a toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby? Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
I wish that it was
what y'all got to realize and recognize is this is underground, independent, hot music. See, everything don't have to be on the radio to be hot. Everything don't have to be on TV to be hot. You understand? I mean, what it's about is it's about being independent. And until you get there, they say fake it till you make it. Man, I don't even think the crew faking. Let me read off what I just played for y'all. Yo, that was Hot Boy Model Material. If you were listening and you've been tuning in, Hot Boy, you know, he's affiliated, you know what I mean? You know, Bad Cat, you know, Southern Cat, you know what I mean? Doing his thing. K-Slack, Mama Cita, that's my boy. He out this way, and him and Cali doing his thing. Dre Scone, Temptation, Chicago. You should have known. He's a Chicago baby, you know what I mean? The next R. Kelly, I'm going to put it on out there. Y'all better pay attention. Dre Scone doing his thing. My boy Young Rob, that's the next Quick. I'm just giving y'all comparisons, you know what I mean, the way I see where who's per se a hot name, the way these people are going to be, the way people will perceive us. Young Rob is a DJ Quick, you know what I mean, in my opinion. You know, Cold Cat, you know, that Stop Calling Me, that's a Cold Cat. I've actually had the pleasure of working with that brother and just kicking it with that young man. Just a fabulous human being all around, man. Shout out to Young Rob. Myself, Mr. Trey Love, Trey Game, you know, hey, I'm on some, like, Jamie. Put a little LL and then mix in a little Drake, you know, and that's what you got with Trey Love Is a Baby. It's a religion and a movement. Y'all better pay attention, and that's Church. And last but not least, the young lady who is really, I'm gonna just put it on out there what she is, the forefront of what is to be the next major artist. Like, that she's signed, you know, she's going there. You know, you may not have heard her now. You may just only be hearing her on Trey Love Radio right now, but trust me, with AJ Alexander, Melvin James, and the team that she has behind her, this young lady out of Carolina is going to be big. She's going to be large. And she's actually a friend of mine. I've actually had the opportunity and pleasure of speaking with this young lady. Just such a sweetheart, man. I'm just looking forward to seeing so many great, beautiful, and fabulous things happening for her career. Shout out to you, Cheryl Boyd, and you keep making that wonderful music. And I got to see a clip of the video. It was real, real, real hot, and it was all the way live. Man, look here, y'all know I usually go from 10 to 12, but today I got some other things to take care of. I have priorities. See, I have something coming up that needs to, like, literally be taken care of. Come the time, you know, as a man, you grow and you spend time with, you know, your women, your ladies, and you do your thing, you get your Mac on, you know, doing what you do. But there has been one special lady I really, really, really got to give her a shout-out, man. I mean, this girl has really just, she's been amazing to me, you know. Sophia, I just want you to know, kid, nigga love you, man, for real. And I really appreciate all that you've done to be what you've been to me for this entire year. I mean, it's been a year that you've been dealing with my crazy butt, and I know it's been hard. And, I mean, it's times you ain't like me. And guess what? It's times I ain't like you either. But what I do accept and respect is that we kept it pushing and we kept our partnership and our business tight, because in order for us to grow and go to the next level, we knew what we had to do. So I just want to thank you. We're pulling up on a year of this bond and looking forward to 50 and 20 and millions and millions more. So hold it down. I hope everything's good with you today. I hope you're blessed. And I want to send this song out to every lady out there that's loving their life right now. And I mean, you know, get off that don't need a man crap. You know, I'm just keeping it 100 with my ladies. Get off that bull, because you do need a man, sweetheart. That's like a man talking about he don't need no woman. What is wrong with you people? My name is Trey Love. I'm not about to sit here and BS and act as if I don't need a woman. I need a woman. I need you to kiss me. I need you to hold me. I need to be held. I need to talk. I need to cry sometime. I need to vent. I need to go through some things. And I'm not going to do all that with no man. Let me put that on out there. Keeping it real. Hey, dog, I need to holler at you, man. You know, I'm going through something, you know, sit up crying. No, no, brother, no. AJ, call the radio. I see you calling me right now. AJ, call the radio station. But like I said, you know, putting it out there, you know, we need love, and we need to love each other. And this song is dedicated to that special lady, man. You know what I'm saying? Safi, you keep doing your thing, baby. Hold a nickel down, you know?
Do 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 do. Yeah. La 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 la. Did you get my call? Did you read my love letter? Did
Cutting the show short today. I mean, I just gotta do it. But before I leave, man, I gotta give y'all some gotta give y'all some girth. Gotta give y'all some Trey Love on Twitter Meet Tuesdays, you dig? It's 11:40 a.m. About to be high noon in a minute. You understand? So what I want everybody to do before I leave is I want y'all to realize and recognize and truly understand to be my fan, you gotta stand up You understand? You got to stand up for who and what you are and deliver the message to everybody. Let them know. Tune in. Tell a friend. The Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy is in, and I'm going to be doing it again on Friday, Facebook Fridays, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. That show is going to be ridiculous. Me and Hope Flood is going to give y'all. It's going to be a straight comedy show on radio. I'm guaranteeing that. Promise y'all. Church, tell everybody, y'all. We're going to get the ratings up for that one, yo. I'm telling you, I'm going to have like a million of y'all listening for that because we're going to blaze it out. And then, plus, don't forget, that night at the J-Spot, you're going to be able to see myself hosting Hope Flood's comedy roast. That's on Friday. And I'm going to be hosting again on Saturday at the J-Spot. Y'all know that's one of my spots, yo, a comedy club that's owned by a black comedian, Mr. J. Anthony Brown himself. So look here, man, I'm going to tell you, rock your week, rock your life, man. Enjoy your beautiful, blessed day. I'm going to kick it, man. I'm telling you right now, I'm turned up. And after this, I'm out. So I want y'all to enjoy it. Yo, I'll catch y'all Friday. Like I said, I know I'm cutting it short, but y'all got to understand, I got things to do. You know what I'm saying? My anniversary is up. Somebody been putting up with me for a year. And, I mean, I got to do something nice. I got to cook. I'm going to make us. I'm gonna make us some cereal. I'm for real. You put up with me for a year. I'm going to put you a bowl of cereal. Do you hear me? Cheerios. You know, with a little extra milk on the side. Y'all don't hear me, though. But look here, before I go, yo, just know I got love for y'all. And I want to kick a little something like this to y'all, right? Let me see it. I got to do a little something for my people. Let me see here. It takes a lot of women to be with me. She got to know how to ride and give me good and plenty. That means all don't stall because the pepper will never fall. Baby, slow it down so our love can grow. A form of gigolo. I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shoe to my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh, my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk. We share souls. You decided to stay because you as good as gold. More than a want, you became a need. Any urge you got, I got to feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters coming correct. They feel my 380, tested, tried, and true, for the love of me and for the love of you. I do what I got to do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look it in your eyes and say I do. Have you girls on the side like, look at you. Trey loving good, I keep them coming. To be with me, it takes a whole lot of woman.
Blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce, purple black, I'm Geek Your House. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Meet Your House. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny, you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a fucking felon, where my dog dead? I got that Archie Bunker, and it's so white I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah, One Nation. Under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah, One Nation. Under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy.